Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing part 21 today of Divine Healing, and the topic we're dealing with is seven things you should know about divine healing. Point one, it is God's will to heal you because healing is part of his redemptive plan for you. God not only got your spirit man born again and saved, but God has got healing for your body and peace for your mind. But these things must be obtained by faith through his word as a believer. It is God's will for you to be healed. The Bible says, out of the mouths of two or three witnesses, every word shall be established. And we read this in Matthew chapter 18, verse 16. Let's go to these witnesses now to establish God's word. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. When we look at the words griefs and sorrows, translated from the Hebrews, it means disease and pains. Let's now reread Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he hath borne our diseases and pains, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. We see quite clearly by the translation from the Greek, diseases and pain were also taken by Christ on the cross. Let us now go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 17, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Jesus actually took the curse upon himself. Literally, he took the cause of our sicknesses and disease. He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses on the cross. Let us go now to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who himself bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. We have two scriptures here, particularly saying we are healed and we were healed. What people don't understand often is that being born again is part of our package, you might say, given by God to the believer. God gave us salvation for our spirit, in other words, born again, recreated. For our mind, he gave us peace through his word. And from the body, he gave us divine healing. So Jesus is not only the savior of your spirit, he is the savior of your mind and he is the savior of your body. But we need to go to the word of God to get the promises of God that cover these areas, put them into our heart by faith and let them become grounded and rooted in our lives, in our hearts. These three scriptures are witnesses to say we are healed and we were healed. It is God's will for healing you. It is part of our redemptive plan. It would be very unfair for God just to get you born again, to get your spirit man saved, but to forget your mind and to forget your body. The Bible says quite clearly that we are to go to the word of God and renew our mind to the way God thinks. So there is salvation for our mind. And the Bible says we are to go to the word of God and to preach and teach the word of God for healing. But it also says, by his stripes we are healed. That's the redemptive plan for God. Your body is healed, but we need to go to the scriptures, the promises of God. We need to pray them. We need to believe them by faith and release them out of our mouth. It is important for every believer to have firmly established in their hearts or the spirit man, it is God's will for healing. And healing belongs to me, the believer, because it's part of my redemptive plan through Christ Jesus and with the work he did on the cross. The victory that Christ did on the cross, the work that he did on the cross was for the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. The Bible also says in the book of Galatians that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Under the curse of the law, as I've said before, is every sickness and disease named and not named from the past, present, and future. God, through Jesus Christ, has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and we come under the blessings. Therefore, that is part of our redemptive package. Redeemed from every sickness and disease, and divine healing, divine health belongs to the believer. I hope you've enjoyed today's message, and I hope you'll be with me tomorrow for the next one. Thank you, and God bless.